Hi everyone, Bella here of Isabella Resin Art, and welcome to my Resin Chit Chat series, wherein I will invite different artists and we will talk about random topics, as in anything about resin art and about life. So thank you so much for being here, and I hope that you will enjoy our podcast. Thank you! So again, ano ba tawag dito? The language that we will use will be in Filipino or in English. Pakchichal, di ba? Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Leia. Good morning to my students who are also watching. Right, I'm not watching. Para ABS-CBN, di ba? Anyway. Hello, Camille. Kamusta ka naman? How are you, Camille?
Ito, buti naman. Okay. I'm doing great. So, ngayon, relax, kasi walang klase.
Okay. But is it your vacation or Christmas?
No, the vacation was extended.
Okay.
But we had online classes.
Nag-online. Okay. So, Camille, before we begin, siguro, I think it would be nice if you will introduce yourself first, tell us something about what you do, social, diba? And, siguro, a bit of, why did you choose resin art to be your art or something like that? It's really up to you. Favorite color, birthday, whatever you want to include. Okay. A game.
Okay, so my name is Camille Karanay, and I'm a resin artist.
Hello.
I love art, music. I love art, music, and my favorite color is green mm-hmm. color, and I'm 25 years old.
You're so young. Why feel 25 lang?
And fun fact, we had the same school, college mm-hmm. school as Miss Bella. PNU graduates.
Yes. Happy Foundation Day, no? If Leia is still here, Leia, also my friend, is also from PNU. So happy Foundation Day. And PNU is the number one nag-promote teacher education.
Enroll na kayo.
Yes. Anyway, so Camille, thank you so much now for being with me, with us right now. And ang likot ko. But anyway, ano tawag dito? So our topic for today is, what's that? If we're given a chance to start all over. Because, you know, it's the new year and it's something, diba? Whenever we enter a new year, we have this thinking that if we can do it over again, if we're given that chance, what are the things that we want to change or things that, you know, we want to congratulate ourselves for doing such things. So, I think you're prepared today, diba? My hair is so dry, diba? Nakakairita. Panira sa camera. But anyway, so, let's begin so that, you know, as much as possible, those people who are joining us right now will get what they've attended for. But anyway, so yun nga. So thank you again for the introduction, and I think we can begin by isa-isa, and then I can give my views also about it, and then I can also share mine. What are the things that I can, and you know, if I'm given a chance to do it over again, we're talking about resin art, but if you want to include something about life and all that, I think it's also okay, because you know they can learn also from that. So. Yon, social, right? So, Camille, you want to start? What were the things that you want to do, you know, to change? Or, let's start with what are the things that you want to change if you're given a chance to do it over again? And then later na yung, if you want, you know, something that you tell yourself na good job, you know, for doing this from the very beginning. So we can also include that. But, you know, whatever that is that you prepared to answer our question. Is acceptable.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. So, ano yan kami?
Sorry,
yung mga bagay na
yan. Dito sa notes.
Social, may palis. Okay.
So, then, I written here things I wish I did if I had to start over. Especially my small business, resin artist. So, number one is spending too much money on unnecessary materials. Kasi ano nag-start? When I was starting, I had this mold addiction.
Okay.
Anong klase ng mold? na makita ko sa Shopee, I would buy it immediately. Yes, I had the problem sa impulsive buying talaga when I was starting.
Ako siguro hindi ako nagkaroon. I really didn't have the problem of, you know, being an impulsive buyer because I don't have anything to use. I mean, I don't have money to buy more. That's why I really have this thinking that if I'm going to start a business, I really need to niche out. Like, from the very beginning, I need to identify what is it that I really want to do. So that's the reason why most of my works are into pendants and all that. Right now, I'm doing other things because, you know, I have the means to buy it. Hindi ko naman sinabi ng yaman ko na right now, right? But then, ang ibig ko lang sabihin, iba yung nagagawa if you have limited resources. And aside from I don't have the means to buy materials, nag-pandemic pa. So there. Camille, andyan ka pa ba? Umiikot. But anyway, so aside from that, let's just wait for Camille. I think she... Ayan. Hello, andiyan ka pa ba? Ito yung isa sa mga ano eh, tawag dito downside of doing how's that? Doing live with someone kasi there's a possibility that internet connection might not be okay and all that. So Camille, asan ka na? Hello to everyone who are joining us right now. So Camille from Thailand and I will talk about things that you want to do if we're given a chance to start over, and we're talking about resin art. So while waiting for Camille, if you want to get merienda, if you're from the Philippines, go ahead. If you're from Sweden, go get coffee for Fika. And let's just have a very cozy discussion. Where are you, Camille? Ay, ako pala may problema. Hindi ko siya in-accept. In-accept ko na! Sorry naman, Camille. Ano nangyari?
Sorry. Napindot ko.
Sabi ko na. Napindot, okay lang. Pero yun nga. Ano tawag dito? Sabi ko nga, isa yun sa mga downside of doing live with someone. Kasi hindi natin sure yung internet connection ng bawat isa. Or alam mo na. So, it happens. It's okay. So, we're talking about... you know, the materials and all that. Yes. So, yun nga, tawag dito, nung una pa lang, kasi nga nagka-pandemic and everything, so sabi ko, wala akong pambili, and ang hirap, kasi nga, diba, non-essential, considered siya, diba, as non-essential. Kaya, yun, kung ano lang yung meron sa bahay, even the bezels, I have these wires, yun lang yung ginagawa kong bezels, because I really need to practice. And I have this thinking that I need to practice my craft first before selling talaga. So yon. And isn't it may Shopee dyan, no? May Shopee sa Thailand.
Yes,
so,
meron po.
Bili and all. So, perfect. But then, na-realize ko, Camille, no? If you have the means naman talaga, I think tama lang yung ginawa mo na if you're curious about a thing. I mean, about the mold, for example, you want to create something. Okay lang pala yun to, you know, to buy if meron ka namang pambili and then try it. Do an art na nandun, nakaikot dun sa mold na yun or whatever. So, it really helps me a lot because right now, dahil nga meron akong mga may resin, meron akong mga frames, nakakagawa ako ng mga mas malalaki. I can create bigger items. And I think it helps us as an artist as well, you know, to explore. And then now, 'di ba, saka ka mag-niche down, saka ka mapunta sa kung ano ba talaga yung dapat mong or gusto mong gawin as an artist. So, yun, what else? What other things that you want to tell us?
Can you hear me? I wanted to ask you.
Ay, talaga, may tanong.
If you said na you don't have any money during that time, so you started in the Philippines or in Sweden?
I started in the Philippines. It was 2018 or 19, but I think I've mentioned it so many times already in my stories and all that I started with fiber art, crochet necklaces and all that. And then, nakakapagod, I felt tired. But not naman super tired. So whenever I feel tired, I look for other kinds of art. And during that time, I think yung resin, it started to boom, something like that. Whenever I open my Shopee app, puro resin materials and all that. So why not try it? So what I did, I bought A and B epoxy. So the small one, which is 150 pesos. And then I cured it using UV light.
Okay.
I was like, okay, wala. Wala,
First
hindi siya
timer,
perfect. O,
beginner.
diba? Wala, beginner talaga. As in, I didn't watch YouTube. I didn't, wala. As in, nakita ko lang sa isang, like, an IG video, I think. And then, they were, like, mixing it. And then, may UV
Yes.
light. So, I thought they're, like, the same. And then, after that, yun, I realized na I'm using the wrong kind of resin. If I want to use UV light, then I need UV resin for that. And that's the time I bought my UV resin. Nakakahiya. And then perfect, nag-cure. So I started with just little things, you know, really tiny pendants. So if you're gonna scroll down in my feed, you will see that I made those tiny shells and all that. Because those are the available materials. I mean, the materials that I have. And as much as possible, I don't want, how am I gonna say? I don't want the resin art to affect my teaching because I was still teaching that time. So, ayun. Ang dami ko sinabi, di ba? Ano ko to? Live ko eh. Ikaw yung
Lang, Miss
guest.
Bella.
Ikaw yung guest.
Gano'ng
Ang dami ko
katagal
sinabi.
hinintay yung ma-cure yun kung nasa UV light?
2 days. 2 days. Kasi I was like, I placed it under UV light. Why is it still, ano yun, liquid. Yung liquid pa rin yung
Yes,
form.
yes.
And I think there's something wrong with how I mixed it because I didn't follow the ratio. Because, you know, when you get that cheap resin, the one in tubes, and I don't know if you saw that with A and B, it didn't came with a with I was instructions as in it arrived with just A and B tubes, and then it says there that I just have to mix it, right? I don't have any idea about ratios, we're gonna voila. So I just mixed it, and then I was like, I did it this way. So the B is bigger than the A. So I have this thinking that maybe that's the reason why it's smaller because I just need to put a little amount, no, with my mixture. And that's what I did. But it didn't cure. And I bought my UV light and then placed them under UV light as well. Voila. So, you know, I got so frustrated because I placed there a very beautiful rose petal that I've kept for a long time and then it's nothing. So, but then those are the things that, you know, if I'm be give
Parts
if I'll
of
be
the
given a chance
process.
to do it over again, I think it's okay because you
Yes.
know that's where I learned and I'm grateful about the experience. So yun, live natin to mag-share ka. Coffee.
True.
So yun. So other than that, Camille, what are the things that you know if you're given a chance to do it over again? Or should I don't know, you do it. Kaya mo yan. Hello everyone, to those who are joining. You know, I'm kind of, you know, Camille, while you're reading your notes, I'm gonna do chika. I'm kind of worried about, you know, pressing the wave because last time I had a live and then I kept on pressing the wave button. And then whenever you when you press the screen twice, it will change its camera. And hindi pwedeng ma-change yung camera right. Tapos ang dumi ng kwarto ko, nakakahiya. Anyway. So, there.
Memory din kami.
Ay, no. Wala naman,
Memory din.
kailangan dumi, ang gulo, puro mga, kung ano-ano mga nakakalat.
Ganun talaga ang artist. Magulo palagi.
Okay, what's
Next
next from you?
one is, I wrote here, being insecure that others might copy my work or idea.
Yes. Yes, true,
So,
true.
yun nga yun. Super insecure ako before when I was starting na I would stalk someone's account and parang in my intention, they're copying me. But they're in reality, they're not. Parang ganun. I'm just overthinking. Yes.
But I think you're overthinking, di ba? I valid because I've seen a
Yes.
lot of resin artists na hindi ganun kalaki yung following. Some of them are even starting pa lang, but their photos are being copied, and it's just so sad because, you know, whenever they tell everyone, hey, that's my photo and all that, babalikan pa sila na you should be thankful, because I think I mentioned this in my post before, babalikan pa sila na, oh, you should be thankful because we're marketing your product, blah 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 and all that, which is, you know, if you naiinis talaga ako sa ganon, na very tawag dito, I'm highly emphatic, I guess, kasi ako yung naiinis for other people. And ano tawag dito, I think tama yan, nararamdaman mo yan, because it's really happening. Even the big brands, you know, nakakalungkot, they're stealing designs from other people, and walang ibang magawa yung iba, kasi nga but to post it online, but then sinong nakikinig, 'di ba? Because hindi naman sila kasing laki ng brand na umagaw ng design nila, which is really sad. So I've seen a lot, and it really frustrated me for like a long time. And I posted it, I mean, the other day. So ayon, and I think but then with the insecurities, I don't think that you should be insecure. Your works are really pretty. Alam mo yon.
Thank you.
I've seen you develop your designs all throughout these months. Naka years ka na, no? More than a year already, right? And you know, nakita mo yung, yeah, nakikita mo yung pag-develop ng tao, ng design niya and all that. And I'm very happy for you sa aspeto na yon. And I think there's nothing wrong if you go around social media looking at other people's work and all that. Even my works are actually inspired by other artists. And I kept on saying this over and over again. Na walang original. How can you prove that there's originality? I don't know if we're the same on this, Camille, ha? But even my words, even if it's the first time you saw this pendant, for example, I can't say that that's original, because the color, or maybe the way of how I arranged flowers, it came from somebody else that I saw. Maybe unintentionally I copied it. But then, alam mo yon, whenever I create something, naiiwan kasi yan yung mga nakikita natin, naiiwan sa utak natin. And then somehow, you know, you apply that to your work. And if not, yung mga nakikita ko sa paligid ko, it really inspired, you know, I mean, it inspires my work. So, nandiyan na siya sa labas eh. Alam mo yun? So, how can I say that it's original? It's already around me.
Yes.
Diba? I don't know if I'm making sense, or if you get my point with what I'm saying. Kaya, hindi ako naniniwala na this work is original, blah, 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 and all that. It is not, because it's somehow inspired by something or someone. Diba? And I think I mentioned this already, that we don't really steal the artwork. If you copy it, like, piece by piece, by shape and color, then that is copying. Pag kinopya ko talaga lahat ng kulay at lahat ng flowers sa ginagawa mo, di ba? Nakita mo, yung parang, ano talaga, kinopya. Yun talaga, kopya. But then, ano ba tawag dito? But then, if it's the idea, no, that you applied in your work, then I don't think that it's copying. So, yan. Dami ko sinabi. Ano ba yan? Pang isang oras. Camille, ikaw. Ay, kasi nag-aagaw ako ng spotlight. Tapos, andyan na naman yung friend ko na nakaasa rin na naman ako. Okay,
game. Yes, you do. Subconsciously. Sabi nung, I am Sir Davis. Oo.
Ay, magkapit bahay kayo niya ni Davis because he works. Ano ba yung movie yung pato ko? He works in Laos. Di ba, friend? Oh, ayan. Gusto kasi niya makasali siya eh. Alam mo na. Gusto niya isali sa discussion eh. Mm. Camille, atin to. Live natin to. Dati sali si Davis.
So, next one is invest in good materials even if it costs you more. Kasi I had a client who had a feedback about a chain or earring hook that is tarnishing. So, yun yung fault ko kasi I bought this mumurahin na materials. Yes.
Yes.
So, that's a thing that I should have done.
I think, what am I gonna say? That's the reason why, if you notice, sobrang dalang ko to create dangling earrings, something like that. Because, yun nga, may worry ako na ganun. Like, if I want to have good quality materials, like, for example, gold-plated, mga ganun, diba? What else? Stainless. Then I also need to add that to my price. Eh, the design pa lang kasi, it took me so long to finish.
Yes.
So, alam mo yon, yung pendant pa lang, ang hirap na niyang ibenta. Kasi, alam mo yon, parang hindi ako nasasatisfy minsan. So, ay, nabenta ko siya ng ganito lang, samantalang, you know, pinaghirapan ko to and all. Eh, pag dinagdagan mo pa, when you put materials that are, I mean, findings, you call it jewelry findings, that are also
yes.
expensive, ang hirap na niyang i-move, di ba? So, ano ba tawag dito? Pero seryoso, gagawa talaga ako. Sinabi ko sa sarili ko. Oo. Kaya lang, yun nga, when you realize na ang pinakamalapit na mag-ship sa akin ay UK at sobrang mahal, di ba? Paano ko gagawin yun? So, I have this thinking na siguro I need to create like 5 pieces with really good materials or findings. And then that's it. I just need to move them first. But you know, you don't work that way. Kasi whenever I create something, like I finish 5, maya-maya, meron na naman akong ginagawa. Ang dami. So, you know. Teka lang, didigay lang ako. So, ayun. Ang hirap ma-stress sa ganon. But then, I found, ayun yung tawag dito, there's this material called, because that's another thing, I really want to create also my own findings. Like, I want to create my own book. Diba, ambisyosa?
Yes, yes.
So, ano tawag dito? Yung silver clay, if you're familiar with the material. So, gusto ko siyang
yes.
i-try someday. Kaya lang kasi, I still live in a very small room. And ang pangit naman kung dito ako magsisisiga, diba? Kasi diba, inaapuyan yun, and hindi yun basta-basta apoy, ang init-init nun, ilang ano yun. So baka mami magkasunog pa dito dahil sa akin,
yeah.
Diba? So someday, hopefully, but then it's really expensive as well, so
yes.
Let's see what will happen. But I think it's nice talaga that you realize that. Kasi it's an investment as well. But the thing is, you have a problem with how am I gonna move the product, especially if you have like me, my following is more of in the Philippines, for example. So the Filipinos actually are very particular then when it comes to quality and all that. But at the same time, diba, marami, ewan ko na-encounter mo to. They really don't care about, how am I gonna say, the quality of the finding sometimes. Sometimes they will buy it because of the design. That's why there are a lot of customers na nagkaroon ako wherein they will buy the pendant but then they will just change the chain. Kasi I always tell them that this is just
okay.
A stainless chain, diba? That's the reason why I also make it like you can remove the chain para you can change it. So, yun. And it's expensive, diba? 14K gold plate, for
yes,
example.
Yes, super expensive.
Yun. Oh, super expensive. And minubola na naman ako ni Davis. Go. Oh, Camille.
So, yun nga po, invest in good material. So now, ang ginagawa ko is, bibili ako sa Shopee ng parang mga 1 piece or 2 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I would do an acid test. Ibababad ko siya sa vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Or ipapasot ko siya sa ibang tao. And mm-hmm. if they're sweating or acidic. And then, may na-discover ako na some of them won't tarnish, and some of them in just one night sa vinegar tarnish. So that's
ako hindi kasi ako nag-aalahas because of that reason, dahil nga tawag dito madaling magbago yung kulay kasi nga sobrang acidic kong tao. So yeah, I think it's also that reason.
Yes,
I mean hindi ko alam kung nagbago na yung mga colors ng mga pinagbentahan ko before, but hopefully, diba, kung nagbago man. Kasi may nakita din ako na nagbago na yung colors. Well, we're in, okay lang naman. Kasi nga sinabi ko na rin naman sa kanila from the very beginning. But syempre, hopeful tayo, di ba, na tawag dito, na hindi magbabago. Pero aside from the findings, I'm more concerned about the flowers. Yung, yung pagbago ng kulay ng flowers sa pagdaan ng panahon, yun din, which
yes,
is something
yes.
na talagang they need to understand that these things,
yes.
I don't know, pero hindi kasi talaga ako naniniwala that it will last forever, for a lifetime. You know, that's the reason why you preserve the flower, because you attached a memory, you know, with it. But then, to expect that it will last, like, the color and all, forever, I think it's not gonna be
yes.
like that. It will change its colors eventually, you know, later on. So, especially those that really that went through the process of, sila talaga yung nag-press and everything. Because I don't know with the flowers from China, how long they will last. I mean, the colors. Pero yun nga. I'm very happy kasi I preserved flowers like 2020 or 2019, and some of them are still, alam mo yun, are still okay in terms of colors. So I'm planning to create a list of flowers na ganon. Santan is really a good, how am I gonna say, flower to press and put in resin
It
because I have,
retains its color, no?
oh, I have santan and tagal na niya, same color pa rin. At ang tingkad. So, try santan. Try santan. So, yun, di ba? So, ganun lang yung ginagawa ko. Which is, okay. Okay lang yan. Ang nice din that you need to try the materials first. But then, di ba,
Yes.
parang, hindi ka ba nanghihinayang dun sa mga nasasayang because, you need to try it first, a vinegar, and then, tawag dito, saka mo siya gagamitin. Di ba? Parang, dapat nagamit mo pa yun eh. But then you need to try it first because yun nga. Nag-gets mo ba yung sinasabi ko, Camille?
Opo.
Pero
So,
okay
yun lang.
lang. Okay
Okay
lang.
lang. Okay lang sa akin. Kisa
Oo, kaysa
naman,
naman, ang
I will
dami mo nang
receive
nabenta.
feedback na
Diba? Oo. Oh.
yes.
Okay, next. Ano pa? Ano pang mga... Ano
Okay,
bang
next.
mga ganon? Ako kasi, if ako muna, total ang dami mo nang na-share. Di ba? Para ikaw yung magbigay sa akin ng feedback. Yun nga, yung meron akong worry dati, let's go back to this, where meron akong worry dati na I need to niche out, not just because I told you, not because I don't have the means to buy materials, but then that idea of I need to have one expertise. I think I came from that generation pa. Ay, ba tanda na? Na wherein, ano ba tawag dito? Wherein, how am I gonna say? Kung ano yung natapos mo, yun yung dapat na gagawin mo forever and ever. You know what I'm trying to say? Yung kapag ito yung kinuha mo ng bachelor's, dapat ito yung kunin mo ng master's, ito yung maging work mo and all that. It applies to all aspects of my life. So, in terms of resin art, I have this thinking na if you are making or creating, for example, pendants, then make pendants forever and ever and ever and ever. So I have the thinking. That's the reason why, in my feed, mostly pendants because that's what I really want to do. But deep inside, gusto ko talaga mag-try ng rings, mag-earrings, and all that.
Yes.
What else? Sinungaling talaga to. We're not 37. Ano tawag dito? And ano ba tawag dito? Gusto ko mag-try ng coasters and all that. But then you can't because, you have this thing. I have this thinking, masisira yung feed ko and all that. Which is, and then whenever people ask me about, how can they create a good feed or how do they work on it, blah blah blah, I always tell them to niche out and all that because that's what I also heard from other artists as well, di ba? Now, if you want to sell, people should identify what you really are doing, di ba? Pero you're an artist, so it's normal for you to be, yung tawag dito, mahilig ka mag-explore different mediums, different kind of things. And there's nothing wrong with that. Ano pa kaalam nila kung iba-iba yung nasa feed mo, 'di ba?
True,
And I
true.
think that's something, no, na talagang if I'm gonna do it over again, then that's one thing. Yung bang, wag ako masyadong focus sa sasabihin ng iba in terms of what I do
Yes.
because of that. So now I'm also doing painting and all that. So mga
Yes, I
ganun, 'di
saw
ba? Yung
it.
mga
Ang
ganyan.
ganda.
So those are the things that I really want to do as well, but I wasn't, I really didn't give myself a chance because, sobrang busy and yun nga, the idea of niche it out, niche it out, niche it out. So, yon. Be free if you're an artist. And that's another thing that if I'm gonna go back over and over again, I think it's only 2020 that I really accepted and I called myself an artist. Since 2019, I mean, I've been an artist for like, I think elementary or simula nung natuto akong mag-drawing. But whenever
Drawing.
people call me an artist, I'm like, oh, hindi ako artist, na ba? May ganong arte, di ba? Kasi para sa akin, I have this kind of thinking also that you will only be called an artist if may napatunayan ka na, di ba? May exhibit ka na ba? May degree ka ba? And all those things. But Ayun, alam mo yun, nagkakaroon talaga ako ng cringe, you know, feeling whenever people call me, oh, she's an artist and all that. But, you know, being an artist can be very relative, you know, that term. Eh, kung artist ako, yung iba nga dyan, tinatawag na nila artist sarili nila. And wala akong against that, di ba? Bahala sila. So, yun, I mean, dapat pala, noon pa lang, you know, you considered yourself as an artist already.
Yes.
Para na-feel ko na yung field na ginagalawan ko. So, yun. Oh, any comments?
Artist. Magagandang artist.
Oo, di ba? Artista, ganun.
Yes.
Okay, BSCBN, di ba? I'm Curtis. Anyway, so yun nga. So, those are the things. But then, isn't it, Camille, that there are also, like, for example, things na, alam mo yun, you tapped yourself. Like, if you go back and think of it, and then you tell yourself na, ay, you did it well. So, do you have any, what do you call that? Do you have anything to share in that aspect? Like, for me, I think not focusing too much on the numbers of, I mean, like, following likes and all that. Since the very beginning, I really don't care about those things. And until now, so it's something na, you know, I can give myself a pat sa likod, you know, for being like that. Kasi, alam mo yun, napansin mo ba, sobrang, lalo pang nagiging komplikado ang social media world sa
yes,
pagdaan ng
yes.
mga araw.
A lot of rules.
A lot of rules that are, you know, continuously changing and changing and changing, which is, I don't understand na. Like, for example, the number of hashtags pa lang, you know, that simple
yes.
thing. From 30, they're now down to 8. And, you know, that 8 should be like a mixture of personal hashtags and hashtags within the community and hashtags within the blah, blah, and all that. Which is, I find it really nakakairita, alam mo yun. You know, in the beginning, I just want to post what my work, you know. I really don't have to dance and all that. I don't care if other people are doing those things. I mean, that's them. So, from the very beginning, wala akong pakialam if people will follow or unfollow me, which is really something, di ba? I don't know if you experience this. A lot of people will follow you, but then, sila din yung mga aalis sa mga susunod na araw. So, it's, pag hindi mo sila pinallow back.
Yes.
Which is, you know, ano to, parang, diba, ganun lang. Tapos, with the likes, and may mga tao na, alam yun, bibili ng likes for their website,
yeah.
I mean, for their accounts. I don't know if may kakilala ka mga ganun, pero hindi ko maintindihan. But, you know, if you wanna do it, then go ahead. But I just don't get the point of doing so. So, ayun. Because, you know, it's not with the likes and the following. It has something to do with your engagement. So, if you have a lot of following, but then people are not really engaging sa post mo, then I think there's something wrong. Diba? I'd rather have a small following na konti lang yung mga kausap ko in comment section and even DMs. So, yun. Camille, ayoko nang nakikinig ka lang sa akin kasi alam mo yun, I have the ability to monopolize a conversation. So, kung may sasabihin ka, you know, feel free to butt in, you know, to cut. So, go lang. So, yun. Oh, Camille, your turn.
So, speaking of likes, followers, before, when I was starting, I was super mm-hmm. obsessed with the numbers. Super mm-hmm. obsessed every day. I would follow a lot of people. This is a confession. I would follow a lot of people and I would wait for them to follow back at me. And then before, I'm super obsessed then sa number of likes I get on my art. And sometimes if it got a low number, like 3 likes lang. Sabihin ko, oh, no one likes my art. My art is so messed up. Parang ganon. And that was me before. But now, I've changed. And now I don't even care if someone will follow me or unfollow me or if someone will not like my art. So at the end of the day, I know that my art is valuable mm-hmm. and it will not affect the worth of my art. So yun lang.
True na lang. I know someone na talagang sobrang, alam mo yun, kapag walang nagla-like sa photos niya, talagang i-message niya ako para tanungin bakit walang nagla-like sa photos niya. May mali ba sa pictures and all that. We need to understand na may tinatawag tayong algorithms, di ba? Isipin mo, like for example, my post from the other day, dapat nasa, natawag dito, ilang beses ko siyang nakita sa top. Like, whenever I open my social media, nandun siya palagi. So, palaging nakikita ng mga tao and all that. They always see that post and then like it. Na, I posted that days ago. So, you know, because a lot of people are engaging in that post, a lot of people will also see that over and over again for the next days. So, how about those people who posted today that their content is also valuable, is also nice, right? To see. Wala. They can see it because maybe that person has a very low following and no one's really engaging. And alam mo yon, it's just so unfair. I find this algorithm so unfair. And a lot of artists for sure, you know, they depend on that, the number of likes, in order for them to feel valuable, to feel valid. I mean, in terms of what they are doing, which is something that we should not do all the time, and we could learn not to, because it's not, you know, the number of likes. It's you're more than that, diba? Your value as an artist. Pero yun nga, ang hirap kasi we're living in a world wherein parang, di ba, maraming tao, you're telling you na, nag-viral ka na ba? O, mga ganon, di ba, marami bang nakakita niya and all that. So it's just sad.
Yes.
So, yun, di ba? So, alam mo yun, parang, nakakapagod. Sabi ko nga, ano kayang ending ng social media sa mga susunod na taon? There are a lot of people, may mga tao ba who are like me na I really feel so frustrated about it, that, you know, a lot of people are also asking you to follow rules in order for you to grow your account. Diba, as an artist, people asking you to create reels with your face, diba? And all that, which is, I find it, I'm not really like that. I mean, I go live, and this is the only time that people will see me talking, you know, with my mukha and all that. But for reels, and it gives me anxiety knowing that a video, you know, is posted online with my face on it and me dancing or doing whatever, you know, and it will stay there forever. And with live, once I click the X button, we're done, right? We're not gonna see it over and over again. People are not gonna watch it. So yun lang. I mean, we need to know our value as an artist, and we need to think of things that are, you know, yung measurement natin ng success and all that. So if your measurement of success is in terms of number of following and likes, then I think you need to rethink, you know, how you define success, because there's more to being an artist than that. And it saddens me so much to see a lot of people na yun nga, how do you grow your account, etc. Your account is growing, but how about you as an artist? How about your work, diba? But then I followed then a lot of artists na alam mo yun, mga, how am I gonna say, artists na sila before, and I have this favorite writer. He creates a lot of poems, tula. And he's a palangka, I think. If you don't know palangka, I mean, those that are not, you know, familiar with palangka award, wherein, diba, it's a prestigious award in the Philippines. And he's already in the fame, what do you call that? Yung ilang beses nang nanalo. So, but then nobody really knows him. Alam mo yon, I only got to know him because he's also an Ilonggo. And one of his posts, he said there that you need to really perfect your craft first, and everything will follow. Success in terms of following, maybe. Success in terms of money. Success in terms of whatever you define success. But the first thing that you need to do is to develop yourself as an artist, whatever you are doing, whatever your craft is. Yes. And that's what I'm always, you know, trying to do all the time, to focus on. How am I gonna make sure that I don't have you know, bubbles in my resin? Mga ganun muna. Mga ganun kaya yung problema ko. So mga ganun. Sino
po yung poet na yun?
Peter Solisneri. So yun, he's an Ilonggo writer, and he's in the Palangka Hall of Fame because he won over and over again, and I think it's really hard to even win, you know, a single palangka, because it's a prestigious literature award in the Philippines. So yon. So, but then nobody knows. I mean, if you know him and you get to read his works, they're really good. But then a lot of people are saying, na bakit hindi ka pa sikat na sikat like that and all, diba? Sikat siya sa field niya and sa mga tao siguro around him. And he also gives workshops for free if you want to learn how to write and all that. But then he's like, no, I need to focus on my my art. And whenever people say na, I wish katulad mo ko and all that. Yun din, ayoko din ng mga ganon. Ayoko nang may nagsasabi sa akin na, ay, saan katulad mo rin, ganyan, ganyan. No, it's not like that. Focus on yourself. Kasi ikaw yun eh. Hindi pwede na, dahil idol mo to, or dahil tinitingala mo to, you want to be like that person. The goal is for you to create your own identity as well as an artist, diba? You just have these people as an inspiration. But then, yes. At the end of the day, you create your own identity. So, yon. So that's my
you
question.
You have your own journey.
Oo, you have your own journey. And then, later on, you will create your own style na talagang whenever people see that, masasabi nila na, ay, that's Camille, diba? Yes. Ay, that's Della Joy, something like that. Ganun, diba?
So, yung poet na yon, he uses Filipino or English?
Filipino, but he's actually based in the U.S. Filipino and Ilonggo. Ilonggo. Pero, yun nga, marami din siya in English. Most of his books are actually in English. And, alam mo yun, parang hindi talaga siya kilala, pero Hall of Famer siya. And I translated some of his works. That's the reason why I got to know him. Kasi from Ilonggo to Tagalog, I translated some of his works in one of my courses in the LSU. So yun, di ba? But then, you know, I love the idea of focus on your craft and everything else will follow. So, ayun. And I think that's the end of it because this world is actually telling us to be online and pakitang gilas online, you know, the rise of TikTok and everything that you need to be viral and all that. No, those are actually dependent on the algorithm and it's just so unfair because there are so many artists that are really good pero hindi naman sila nag-viral, diba? Hindi naman sila sikat online and all that. That's why I always thank people for like, alam mo yun, sending me message like, we found you somewhere and now we're sending you a message. And it's just, you know, nakakataba ng puso kapag naririnig mo yung mga ganong bagay. So yun. Nako, umapansin niyo si David. May essay writing dyan sa baba o nakakainis. Anyway, so kami, do you have more, I mean, to share with us? Go lang, chika-chika lang.
Yung friend mo from Laos.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Laos, but he's a Filipino.
Oo, nagtuturo din siya. Ayan.
Kasi ako Laos, ha?
Filipino yan. Filipino yan. Diba? Okay. Si Camille, nasa Thailand naman ito nagtuturo, friend. Oh,
yes, hello.
Magaling na teacher yan si Davis. Magaling din yan si Camille. Ayan na naman, may student na naman siyang nanalo. Ma-share lang.
So, next one.
Next.
Invest in your health by using PPE. Ayun.
True.
Yes, that's true. The downfall of me during the start of my business. I neglected my health. And then so after a week of doing resin, I got a really severe headache because of inhaling too much resin.
Yeah.
But now I bought a good mask and goggles.
Ano tawag dito? Ako kasi sobrang paranoid ako when it comes to dust. Nasabi ko sa sarili ko, there's like, ano tawag dito? It might be the cause of lung cancer someday, etc. and all that. That's why, in the very beginning, especially whenever we shape, diba? Whenever we, how am I call that? Whenever we sand yung mga items, natatakot talaga ako kapag nasinghot ko sila. That's why I use PPE from the very beginning.
Yes.
Another thing, I don't do it every day. It might look that I'm doing resin every day, but it's not. It's actually once or twice every week. But then I how am I going to say, I record a lot of videos and then I just repost and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I usually do. That's how I take care of my health because here in Sweden, the resin that I use really they're very odorless. Wala talagang smell as in, but I don't want to trust that. I mean, there are still fumes, diba?
Yes,
even if they also put that in there, like because whenever you buy resin here, there's like a contract given to you, wherein it says there everything, like all the allergies that you might have when using it, etc. I think it's in their law that if you're selling something na how am I gonna say, na chemicals, you need to disclose those things. So, walang amoy, but then, hindi kasi ako nagtitiwala. Kasi nga, I mean, there are still fumes. And people can just write it there in order for them to market their products in the first place. And,
Yes.
ano tawag dito, it's better for us to be cautious sa mga ganyang bagay. Especially, I live in a 25 square meter room and I'm doing resin. So, di ba, parang, tawag dito, you just have to do everything para mag-ingat in terms of health. Because it will not happen right now. I don't know if you're following a page in Facebook na parang they hate resin, like all the bad things that happened to them because of resin. There's a group
I'm
in Facebook.
Following a page called Epoxy is Not My Friend. After nila mag-resin, they're showing their faces, yung mga allergic reactions sa kanilang face, sa kanilang body. So, ayun nga.
I'm actually allergic to UV resin. Nagkakaroon ako ng mga butlig-butlig sa kamay. So, alam mo yon. Kaya nga buti hindi ko na siya ginagamit talaga ngayon. Because before, puro UV yung ginagamit ko. So, ayun. Yun, epoxy is not my friend. And you, alam mo yun, parang nilagyan pa nga nila ng mga ano eh, talagang sobrang PPE, even the place where they work. Because of that. So, ayun. And not every day. You should not do resin every day talaga. Kasi talagang, it's still chemicals, you know. Kaya, ingat. Ingat! Sabi ni John Lloyd, ingat. So, yun.
Pero in fairness, yung resin nyo, walang amoy, no? Sa amin
wala,
kasi,
wala siyang amoy.
May amoy siya.
Sad. I mean, I thought, matagal yung ganyan. Have you tried Translux? I think, yata walang amoy yun. Hindi ko alam, ha? Hindi pa ako nakagamit eh. Kasi nga sa Pilipinas ako, talagang purely, ano ba tawag dito? Purely UV. So, wala. Kasi yung mga available din dati nung nasa Pilipinas pa, Pilipinas. Malakas talaga yung amoy. Sobra. Oo. Oh yeah, mapapansin sa UV is another kind of resin. So there are two kinds of resin that you can use for your resin art. No, we have UV and epoxy. I think there is also acrylic, polymer, clay pala yun. And you can also use those things. But commonly used is UV resin and epoxy resin. UV resin, in order for them to cure or para maging matigas, you need to put them in a UV light. So, yung epoxy naman, there's an A and B. Ang matawag dun? Yung A, usually hardener. Yung B, yung tawag dito, yung epoxy. So, when you mix them together, that's the time na mag-cure siya. So, it's a long process. If you want to learn about it, I have a workshop for that. No, Davis? Okay.
Yes.
So, kiyon.
Attend na kayo sa workshop ni Miss
Mama. Oo, diba? Pero hindi naman ako masyado nag-workshop ngayon kasi nga, baka mamaya pag nagdagdag pa ako ng workshop sa buhay ko, hindi na ako makatapos ng pag-aaral ko dito. But anyway. Yes, Camille, ano pa? Ano pang mga gusto mong i-share sa amin and all that?
Okay, next. Ayun, financial statement from day one. Yun yung gusto kong magkaroon sana ako before because, yun yan, I wasn't able to track all my expenses. Sobrang dami. But now, I have my financial statement na in Excel.
I think yeah, that's also what I want to share. No, na if I'm gonna do it over again, I need to accept the fact that if you're an artist, you're also a business person. So I don't tawag dito in terms of budgeting, in terms of experience. I mean, in terms of doing business and all that, we need to learn it together with how you know being an artist talaga. Because dun eh, like for example, the problem with pricing, the problem with, ano pa ba, yun nga, yung pag-inventory ng mga nagagastos mo and all that. And I just keep an Excel, you know, of everything na nagastos ko, everything na tag dito binibili ko. But I think I'm doing it, ano mo yun, hindi tama na ginagawa ko. ilista mo lang, and all, diba? Ay, kumita ako kasi mas malaki yung ganito, ganyan. So, alam mo yun, which is, yes, it's, if I'm gonna do it over again, sana, diba?
Yes.
na-realize ko na ganun nga talaga siya.
But so, Miss Bella, may mga hidden costs din, like your electricity,
yung mga ganun. Kung namamasahe ka pag papunta ng kung saan, di ba, idadagdag mo rin
office.
Yes. So, ayun, yung mga ganung bagay, which is, alam mo yun, matututunan din natin sa pagdaan ng panahon. And I think there are also available webinars and all that about those things that if they're free or if you can afford to join them, then go ahead. I've seen a lot of webinars talking about how to do business as an artist, pricing and all that. So alam mo yon, yan mga shipping fees, sabi ni Ivory, 'di ba? Yung labor, sobrang overlooked talaga kasi ako for the longest time, you know, the way you price it depende sa kung magkano yung materials. And all that, 'di ba? Pero yung hirap mo sa pag sa paglagay ng mga flowers and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, the arrangement, may yes. utak na ginagamit diyan. Hindi lang yan basta-basta siniksik mo lahat ng flowers all together, 'di ba? Sa pagpili ng kulay ng mga flowers and sa shapes and forms, meron pa 'yan. So, 'yun. Kaya nga tawag dito, I think I mentioned this kay Leia, my friend, na I think I really need to focus more on how much, you know, yung oras ko as an artist, mm-hmm. para doon, di ba, madadagdag ko yon and all. So, yon. So, ano tawag dito, marami pa akong dapat matutunan in terms of pricing my art. And I think, lahat tayo dumadaan sa ganun. Mm-hmm. I think it's a different IG live naman next time.
Yes,
but,
yes.
Yes. Thank you for that, Camille. Ano pa? America pa siya, Char.
So, yun nga po, you mentioned before na you should first, what do you call it? Parang, i-master mo muna yung craft mo bago mo i-sell. So, that's not what I experienced. So, mm-hmm. the first time I began resin crafting, binenta ko na sila. Binenta ko na sila.
Bakit kung may bibili naman, bakit hindi, di ba? Go, go, go.
Yes. It was way, 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 way low. Yung price ko is like 50 baht pa.
Magkano yun?
Per 50 baht. Mga 75 pesos. Ganun po. So, 75 pesos per pair of earrings. Inalo ko lahat ng mga teachers sa school ko. So, wala silang choice. Kailangan nila ako supportan. So, my first kita was 400 baht. Dahil dun sa mga pinagbebenta ko sa kanila na I don't know if napilitan sila kasi for me, hindi
at
siya
least bumili. At least sinaportahan ka, di ba?
Yes, hindi siya pulido. So, yun nga. It's okay if you're going to start na to sell it in a low price if you think na hindi pa siya pasok sa standard or sa quality na gusto mo.
I think kung may bibili naman, why not go ahead, di ba?
Yes.
And
then,
anyway, it helps you also as an artist. Nakaka-boost ng feeling na, ay, may gustong bumili, may gustong sumuporta. Kasi alam mo yun, whenever we support artists, talagang, ano ba tawag dito, napupush sila para to do more things. And whenever they do something, you know, nade-develop yung skills nila as well. Kaya, ayun, whenever I want a resin item, I really don't create it. Like, I've sent a lot of resin gifts to my friends, but they're not actually my works, but works of other resin artists. Most of them are my students. Kasi it's my way of supporting them, and alam mo yon, it helps them to develop then their craft. So alam mo yon, and it's just this art world. I always think about it this way. This is not just about me. That if I want others to succeed, I need to help them as well. So, alam mo yon. Ayoko talaga. I know it's important in the business, you know, area that we need to, there's competition and all that, but ang layo na ng sinabi ko, but you know, dun lang papunta yon. But what I'm trying to say is that we support each other regardless of ano bang level ng resin art pa sila, 'di ba? Hindi dahil sa nagsisimula ka pa lang. Even ikaw din sa sarili mo, hindi naman na nagsisimula ka pa lang. Iisipin mo na, ay, walang kwenta yung ginagawa ko kasi nagsa-start pa lang ako and all that. Dapat, you know, we support each other. Kaya, ayun, support lang. Wala akong masabi. Nawawala yung thoughts ko.
Sabi ni, nag-comment si Ivory Shells. Ay, si Leia. Amazing, amazing. Develop craft and confidence.
Yeah, Angela, this is my friend. Oh, diba?
Oh, hello. So, tama yun.
Tapos sabi ni Ivory Shells, friend ko din yan. Yes po, help help din others, diba? Ayan, si Cybel. Ganon. Diba? Ako, yun lang. May, kaya may nalungkot ako, kasi ito hindi ko ito nasabi, pero iritang-irita ako dito sa nakita ko. Sikat silang, ano, sikat silang couple. I don't know kung nakita nyo, kasi pinost nila to. Nagpagawa sila ng resin art abroad. Di ako natuwa. Nagalit. Ako, ano tawag dito? Ang dami-daming magagaling na resin artist sa Pilipinas. Bakit hindi na lang po sila yung tinap nyo to create that artwork? Alam mo yun?
May inis ako na... local artists.
Ang laki-laki ng, ano, ang laki-laki ng following ng resin artist na pinagawa nila abroad. I mean, we're all free to choose whoever we want to do art for us. But then, whenever I think of those things, like magpapagawa ako and all that, the first thing that will come into my mind are local artists because in the first place, kailangan nila ng tulong. Alam mo yun? Especially pandemic and all that. So yun, ganun yung... Tapos, iba ka pa nagpagawa. No? Parang nakainis, naiinis ako.
Sa inyo po ba nagpagawa?
Hindi. Sa iba, malaki. Ang dami ito, ang art, ito pa, ang art lang nun ay ocean. Ocean genre. So, yun. Ano ba dali-dali? Ang dami-dami gumagawa niya sa Pilipinas. Ayaw. Yung gagawin ko. So, yun, na nalungkot ako na pinost nila tapos nagpagawa daw sila abroad. Yun, American. American yung artist. Kaya nakakainis. Ganon. I mean, 'di ba? Ako halimbawa kung may wedding for example, tapos you want to give something, I mean, pang giveaways and all that, why not look for local artists first before you branch out sa iba? Alam mo 'yon, nakakainis. Kaya nga merong nagpagawa sa akin ng wedding. Tapos, ano tawag dito, gusto niya ako yung gumawa, ipapaalis na ako, papunta akong Sweden. So, sabi ko, sige, gagawin ko, pero eto, may cost na ganito, may ganito, ba? Diba? So, I suggest, sabi ko sa kanila, why not look for other resin artists na nasa Pilipinas na, para you don't have any problems, ba? Diba? Yun, nakakataba ng puso na gusto kanilang kunin para panggawa ng mga giveaways nila and everything. But, alam mo yon, palabas na ako eh. So, marami pang mga cost na dagdag doon, diba, sa shipping. Eh, ang dami-dami namang magagaling dyan sa atin. So, why not ganun? Ano ba pinag-uusapan natin? Makalimutan ko na.
Saan na ba tayo?
Ang dami na. Alam mo, yun naman ang gusto ko sa ano eh. Whenever I do lives, yung very cozy lang na chikahan. Because, you know, sometimes lalabas na lang yung mga bagay na gusto niyong pag-usapan. Pero, diba, you need to be mindful also of the people watching and at the same time, you don't want to waste their time. So, ayan, Camille, our next, what else
next,
do you want to say?
Malapit na matapos ng list.
Haba ng list, pero malapit na matapos. Okay.
Last one. I think this is the last one. Nabanggit ko na lahat.
Okay so, lang yan, kahit hindi pa last. Go.
Not apologizing for my pricing.
Oo. Why do you have to apologize for that?
Yes. Parang, uy, sorry. Ano, malaki kasi ako mag-price. Parang, you don't have to tell that to people.
Yeah, I also have that kind of thinking sometimes. Na I, parang, before actually, na I need to explain thoroughly.
Or justify.
And, ano, yes. Justify why my pricing is like this and like that. Na parang, diba? Tapos naiinis din ako minsan kapag tinatanong ako, bakit daw mahal? Diba? Parang, una po lang talaga, yung masasabi ko, kasi po mahal po yung resin eh. Ang mahal talaga ng resin, diba? Mm-hmm. Sobrang blessed na ako kasi nga, yung resin ko, so sponsored na dito. Pero, alam mo yun,
really, sobrang... you don't have to pay for your resin.
I don't pay for my resin. I don't buy. Kaya nga, diba, palagi nang nakatag si Resin of Sweden. Kasi siya na yung ginagamit ko, kasi siya yung nagpapadala sa akin ng resin for free. So, sobrang
ayun,
blessed
kayo,
ko.
Nag-apply po ba kayo sa parang art sponsorship? Sa Sweden?
Wala.
Paano po yun?
Ano ba tawag dito? Naghahanap ako ng bago kong resin kasi ubos na nga yung resin ko, which is pagkamahal-mahal. Parang 3,000 something.
Tapos, from Germany.
Ha? From Sweden Germany. Din yung isa.
Ah, from Sweden.
Sweden din. Tapos, ano tawag dito? So, message ko yung resin of Sweden. Tinanong ko lang kung magkano yung resin nila. Kasi naghahanap nga ako ng mas mura. Pero alam mo, maganda pa rin yung quality. And then, promotion to. And then, ano tawag dito? And then, instead of saying na, I mean, this is our price. These are our prices. Ganun. No. They asked for my address and they asked for my how am I gonna say, for my contact details. And then, pinadala nila ako, and hindi pa natapos doon, lahat ng bago nilang materials, like color, what else, yung mga makeup powder nila, pinapadala nila ako, basta may bago silang ganun. And ngayon, ayan, galon-galon na resin and all.
Wow!
So, tapos nung nakaraan, tinanong pa ako if I need the vacuum, you know, yung pump and all that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I need that. But then, I'm not yet sure kung ano yung kalagayan ko dito.
Ayun po ba yan nag-absorb ng...
nagtatanggal ng mga bubbles and all that. Yes. Hindi ko muna tatanggapin kasi nga paano ko yun ita-transfer kapag umalis ako, mga ganyan-ganyan. So sabi ko, mag-antay muna ako kung saan ako magsasettle, saka ako bibili ng mga malalaking machines. So, ayun, ganon. So I don't have to buy anything anymore and I'm very, very blessed na may ganong mga tao. And alam mo yun, nakakatuwa kasi sobrang nice din ng may-ari. And malaki talaga yung, malaki na yung business niya. Business, so, wala na siya pakailan kung mamimigay siya at mga gamit niya or what, diba?
And so, at the same ayun, time, you're promoting the business.
Oo. Promote. At saka, alam mo, ito pa yung maganda. Kasi they really didn't ask me to promote it. Alam mo yun? And they didn't tell me na, oh, you need to post this and then tag us and all that. But then
really?
I do that. Kasi diba? As a form of thank you. And aside from that, I take photos of their products para may pang-post sila, mga ganyan-ganyan. So, sometimes they post my product. They post the photos that I took para, alam mo yun, makatulong din sa promotion and all that. But I don't think they need it because, yun nga, malaki na yung business talaga nila. So yun lang. Just to say thank you lang for them. Sabi nga nung may-ari, hindi daw ako ganun ka-demanding. Hello! Magde-demand ka pa ba? Binibigyan ka na ng libre. Ito naman, may demand pa. Wag na, diba? Well, I have nothing but gratefulness, you know, kapag may ganun mga bagay. Mahal-mahal ng resin, eh. So, yun. So once you, kaya nga may lakas na ako ng loob to create like coasters, mga ganyan-ganyan. But at the same time, diba, binavalue mo rin, ayaw mong sayangin. Not because it's libre. Kung makapagkalat ka ng resin, wala din. No, it's not like that. So, I value everything na napupunta sa akin. Taray, charot. So, yun. Ano nga ulit pinag-uusapan natin? Nawala na naman ako. So, yun, yung pag-apologize.
Isama na kayong, parang brand ambassador.
Oo, di ba may ganun-ganun. Inaasar niya nga ako nung may-ari. Ambassador, ambassadress daw ako. Charot. Pero yun nga. Pero, di ba, nakakatuwa lang na may ganun. Ganito, sponsored na since last year. So, problema ko ngayon, hindi ko mabuksan yung galon eh. Kasi, ano sabi ko, laki-laki, hindi ko manulog ka mabuksan. So, manghihingi ako ng tulong kung sino man ang dadaan. So, ano tawag dito? So, yun, we don't have to explain or to justify or apologize in terms of pricing, in terms of anything. Regardless of your level as a resin artist, hindi talaga, alam mo yun, hindi ka dapat mag-explain. Bakit? Bakit? Diba? And all that. Nakakapagod din kasi. Nakakapagod na, alam mo yun, kailangan mong i-explain sa mga tao na ganito, ganyan. Hindi niyo po ba nakita yung kalidad nung ginagawa ng tao, for example, yung materials na kailangan niyang gamitin. Mm-hmm. And so yun, I appreciate din lahat ng mga tao na hindi na kailangan pang magtanong.
Hindi
ako pinapa-explain. Kahit kapag nagtatanong ako kung magkano yung item ng isang kakilala ko na resin artist na interesado ako sa ginagawa niya, kapag sinabi niya na 3,000, edi 3,000. Diba? Pag 4,000, hindi mo kailangan sabihin na mahal naman yun, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Siyempre, kasi naiintindihan ko naman as an artist, diba? So, yun. Kung hindi mo kaya, wag. Kung kaya mo, go. Ganon.
Pero pag normal people, like, they don't know the process, parang sabihin nila, ang mahal naman yun, kaya ko rin gawin yun. Parang ganon yung...
Alam mo ba, inis ako sa ganyang mga comments, yung kaya ko rin namang gawin yan. Kasi lagi ko yan nakukuha, even sa pagsali sa mga bazaars before and all that. Whenever I join bazaars, kahit nung crochet pa ako. Alam mo yung kikilatisin nila yung gawa mo, and then ang comment nila, kaya ko namang gawin yan eh. Bakit ang mahal ng benta mo? Ganyan-ganyan. Oh, di kayo na lang po magbenta. Eh di palit po tayo. Palit po tayo. Ako dito, ikaw dyan. Ganun. Kaya nga nakakalungkot din yung mga ganun. So, and then it happens, diba? May mga ganun talaga. Ayan. Iniipunan ko nga yung kwintas na bibili. Tor. Wag na gagawa na lang kita ng bago. Ganun. Kasi si Leia sobrang supportive sa akin yan, a friend. So, alam mo yun. Ako kasi wala akong pakialam kung gagawa ako ng mga bagay na ibibigay ko sa mga friends ko. Alam mo yun. Kasi di ba friends mo sila? So, hindi yun nakakasama ng loob or what. Yun. Ayoko yung mga nanghihingi talaga, hindi naman kami close. Pero di ba, ibang usapan
Feeling
yun.
close.
Oo. Gusto wala naman. Pero di ba, baka lang. Baka meron. Imaginary friends. Anyway. Ayan, Camille, what else do you want to share? Okay, I think meron din akong listahan. Pero tinignan ko lang kasi parang pareho din naman tayo. Pareho din. Oh, ayan, game.
Ubus na po yung sa akin.
Ay, ubus na.
Yes.
Diba? Ano pa ba? So, pahingi na lang. Tingnan natin yung mga nasa comments kung anong mga sinabi. Kaya nung makamami, mapindot ko talaga yung ano. Tapos, ano ko, puro kasi, ayan o, puro mga kung ano-ano nasa likod ng camera ko. Ano ba tawag dito? Sabi ni Ivory, okay lang na i-ask why mahal po. If i-compare ka pa sa, yes, i-compare ka pa sa isang shop. Naranasan ko yan. Sobra. Like, pero ito yung masakit din. Kasi hinayaan ko din na, ano tawag dito, na, tawag dito, sabi niya, gawa ka nito with picture nung, kung saan shop galing. Tapos, ano tawag dito, kasi nga daw, mas mahal nilang binibenta kaysa sa akin. So, gawa. Pero ano pa lang yun, parang mga 3 months pa lang ako, ganyan-ganyan, sa 3 months sa pagbebenta. So, hinayaan ko din. Pero, alam mo yun, parang nakakalungkot, nalulungkot ako kapag naiisip ko yun na hinayaan ko na i-compare sa iba and gumawa ng item na katulad ng nasa iba. Kaya nga hindi ko pinupost yun eh. Ang dami kong hindi pinupost because meron akong kabiteran towards the photo. So, alam mo yun, kaya sabi ko, ah, sige, first and last. So, first and last na mga tao na, I mean, na tao na gagawa nun sa akin. So, yun. Wala na rin naman eh. Wala na yung dating nagbe-business nun, I guess. Arte. So, ano pa? Itong si Leia tsaka si Davis talagang, ano eh, tawag dito. Watchers. Not watchers. Viewers! Viewers. Meron, nakikita ko rin ba yung mga nagjo-join from you, Camille? I think, no? Ayan, support local to develop their craft. Totoo yan, diba? Wala namang, ano matawag dito, yung idea kasi natin of colonial mentality sa Philippines, for example, it really affects makers to the highest level because instead of, paano ba, tangkilikin ang sariling atin, palagi tayong may palabas na, pag na palabas na idea of, ano mo yun, buying things or acquiring craft or whatever. And kawawa yung mga local artists natin kasi, you know, hindi sila nabibigyan ng chance to really develop their craft and all that. Eh kung ang mga Filipinos talaga is like, how they think, like, if we need something, we source it out from local artists and all that, it will be a different, how gonna say, different world for us. So yun yung sana lang. I wish, no, na Filipinos will learn to support more local artists. Diba? Yun na nga eh. Tapos yung bang, ano ba tawag dito? Ang daming nagme-message sa akin and yung iba nakita ko rin nagpo-post na parang kaya maganda yung mga ginagawa ng ibang artists na resin artists because they have access sa magagandang flowers, sa magagandang resin and all that. Well, I don't know, but I think yung artist kasi you need to be resourceful kung ano yung available na materials, you need to make the most out of it. Diba? Kasi hindi naman pwede na ma-stuck ka na lang dun sa idea na sana may ganito din ako, sana may ganyan din ako in order for you to create something maganda. Diba? So, yun, nung pandemic, talagang nauwi ako sa mga tanim ng nanay ko, mga damo-damo sa bahay namin, and I was able to create pa rin naman something eh. So, it really doesn't have to be like, ay, kailangan may maganda akong mga flowers. Nagkataon lang na nung time ng pandemic, napunta ako dito, which is, alam mo yun, gumagamit ako ng mga nasa paligid ko, which is nakakatawa kasi maraming mga resin artists dito, bumibili pa sila sa labas ng flowers nila.
Talaga?
Sabi, eh, sabi ko, ano ba, pag lumabas lang kayo, ang dami-dami niyong nakikita sa labas na pwede niyong patuyuin, na pwede niyong gamitin, and all that. No. Ang dami ko nakikita sa
mga weeds dyan, ang gaganda eh.
Yes, kahit mga ganyan-ganyan. Ayun, ang dami-dami ko dyan. So, alam mo yon, wala, hindi sila ganun. Hindi sila lumalabas and get any items from, you know, the forest, for example. Wala. Kaya nakakalungkot. May isa akong Pilipina na naging tag dito, naging student, and from the north ng Sweden, and then bumibili din siya sa China pa ng mga flowers. Sabi ko, 'di ba, there we have a lot of flowers in Sweden, for
Sweden.
example. Why not, you know, try to dry them? That's why she joined my flower preservation workshop in order for her to learn how to dry flowers. Tapos 'yon, she's not selling it. She's just using it for, alam mo 'yon, panggawa-gawa ng mga, like, for example, bookmarks, and then she gives it away. So yun, nakakatuwa. And ina-update niya ako sa mga flowers niya, 'di ba? So pati daw insekto. Wait, ako lamok, gusto ko i-preserve yung lamok.
Ako
ang
naman
lamok ng lamok dito.
Habang nagko-cure yung resin ko, yung coaster ko, may langgam tsaka lamok.
Oh my god.
So ayun. Naka-preserve
ako. Ba na merong mga resin artists na before sila mag-start, meron silang, I don't know what you call that machine, but it cleans the air ng mga dust and everything before they start mixing epoxy and all that. So, ayoko pumabot sa ganung level. Siguro pinakamataas na level ko nang maaabot ay yung paggamit ng vacuum, which is again another thing. I'm really scared about machines na may pressure something.
Yes.
Pressure cooker. Ano pa? Gasol. Sobrang takot ako sa mga ganyan. So, oven nga, takot ako gumamit eh. Oh. So, alam mo yon. So, tingnan natin kung makakagamit talaga ako ng vacuum someday. Kasi sobrang, it's something na hindi ko alam. Baka mami, alam, takot ako masabugan. Alam mo yon. Takot ako masabugan. Siguro yung ikinamatay ko in my past life, pagsabog. Hindi ko alam. May mga ganun akong thinking. Very morbid. Oo. May mga ganun akong thinking sa mga ganyang bagay. So, let's see. Kaya, nitong mga nakaraan, iniisip ko talaga on how to mix and lessen the bubble. I think there's something to do. It has something to do with the vessel na ginagamit mo. I don't know what you use for mixing. Nag-gumagamit ka ba ng silicone?
No. Yogurt
plastic
cups.
Ano?
Mga ganito po. Nagamit na.
Is it plastic?
Yes. Plastic.
Yes. Kapag plastic yung vessel mo, mas less yung bubbles. Tapos kapag hinalo mo siya ng paunti-unti, so less yung bubbles na meron.
Slow mixing.
Yes. Pero kapag ginamit mo paper cups, for example, or wooden or something like that. Wooden cups, kung may ganun man. Pero gumamit ako nun na parang maliit siya na wooden thing. Mas maraming bubbles na na-form. Hindi ko alam, pero yun lang. Yun lang yung observation ko. Diba? Yes, Cybele, diba? Gusto ko rin matry yung vacuum kasi nga takot ako. And it, yan, gusto ko magkaroon ng sarili kong studio. Which is another blessing. Another blessing because mayroon nag-offer ng studio sa Stockholm. Pero hello, I'm from Uppsala. So, ano mangyayari sa akin kung may studio ka sa Stockholm pero Uppsala ka naman? Ang buti kong lapit at ang buti kong ang mura ng pamasahe nila dito, ba? Diba? So, yung 500 mo, ilang, ano lang yan, 500 pesos mo, ilang biyahe lang napuntahan mo. So, alam mo yon, wag na. So, magkakaroon man ako ng sarili kong studio.
But it's for free, the studio
free.
Po. Wow.
Free. Pero ano tawag
kayo
dito?
Tumira, Miss Bella.
Yun nga, hindi ka pwede tumira doon, di ba? Yun ang ano doon. Kung pwede tumira doon, edi fine. Papaupahan ko na lang to, Char. Pero yun nga. So, ano tawag dito? Yun yung isa sa mga magandang bagay dito sa Sweden. Like, ang dami nilang mga ganyang ek-ek. Yung may free studio. In-applyan ko kasi yun. So, natanggap ako. So, alam mo yun. Pero, kailangan, ikaw yung magbabantay ng studio. Something like that. So, kasi syempre, ikaw yung gumagamit, diba? It's up to you kung anong mga art ang gagawin mo within the period that you're there. But
pwede
then,
magpa-workshop. Live.
Yan nga yung naisip namin, magpa-workshop and all. Pero ang lagi ko talagang iniisip, yung biyahe ko kasi papuntang Stockholm. Mm. Ang haba.
Ilang tsaka, hours po ba?
2 hours mahigit. So, alam mo yun. Kasi 1 hour, tapos 45 minutes, tapos yung bus pa. So, yung pagod mo, tas yun nga, yung pamasahe, hindi ka pa sure kung kikita ka talaga dun sa workshops and all that. So, I try to lessen my trips, especially now na meron tayong virus pa and all that. Diba? So, yun. Iniiwasan ko yung mga ganong bagay. So, sana dito na lang sa Uppsala, pero wala naman pa akong makita na, ano eh, na tawag dito, studio dito. So, someday, hopefully, studio sa sarili kong bahay. Kung yung friend ko na si Leia, sana magmamimigay ng studio sa bahay nila. Kasalaman yun. Oo. Diba? Mga ganong level sana. Ay, ano ba yun? So, yun. Any more, Camille, that you want to add aside from everything that we've talked about? Anything na you did naman good, for example, or you know, you like if you're gonna go back and then you tell yourself you did a good job or whatever.
Well, being consistent, siguro yun yung a tap on my back na yeah. I was consistent for
yes,
the whole year.
Diba? Oo. There are so many reasons or factors that can definitely affect yung paggawa natin. I mean, as an artist, like for example, yung iba nagtatrabaho, yung iba nag-aaral, and all that. And later on, yeah, wala silang time because nga, diba, sa mga iba't ibang mga bagay. And I'm glad that you were able to do it, you know.
Yes.
I don't know how you do it. Maybe free time or you really manage your time well. But then, ano ba tawag dito? Marami akong nakita mga ganun. Kaya nga nalulungkot ako minsan kasi they started as boom. Ayan, ang dami nilang biniling materials, etc., etc. But then, life happened and then, wala. They need to sell everything.
Yes.
So, it's just sad. Kasi nga, ganun. But then, nangyayari yun eh, diba? Nangyayari. And those na, you know, they maintain their consistency. Like, for example, ikaw sa kabila ng trabaho mo and everything. Then, good, diba? Maganda.
Mm-hmm.
Ako man, I, you know, kasi sobrang stressful ng life sometimes and art is an escape. So, natutuwa din ako that I was able to create art even if, alam mo yung busy ka and all.
Yes.
So, yun. Isa lang talaga hindi ko ma-maintain, website. So, yun lang talaga. Kasi I need my website in order for you guys to, yun lang mo yun, kapag may gusto kang puntahan about Isabella. It's not just the feed. It's not just my IG. I really want my own website. The thing is, hindi ko talaga siya ma-maintain. Ang dami kong nabenta sa bazaar. So, I need to update my website, for example. Diba? Hindi ko nagagawa. So, yun lang. Pero in terms of, kaya close mo na yung website. In terms of pag-picture and pag-post, madali lang naman kasi gawin siya, diba? Pero yung i-update ko yung product ko sa website, for example. Kailangan ko siyang upuan talaga. So, yun yung pinaka-problem ko. But then, other than that, wala naman na. Wala nang ibang nag-ano sa akin na hindi ko ko maituloy itong ginagawa ko. So, yun. And true, gaya na sabi ni Ivory na art heals. Diba? Nakakalma. I think isa sa mga pinakamagandang nakuha kong comment before is, ano tawag dito, nung panahon ng pandemic, that they go to my feed because, you know, alam mo, nakakaramdam sila ng pagiging kalmado and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like to maintain that, alam mo yun, how am I gonna say?
Aura.
Okay. Diba? Ganon. Kaya ngayon ko pinapakita yung mukha ko kasi baka may masira yung ka-aurahan nila. Stress ko eh, diba? Imaginin mo naman yun. Stress-stressan ako. So yun, yung mga ganong bagay. Which is nakakatuwa. But then, you know, behind it, a lot of people really, you know, they don't know that I'm struggling with a lot of things. And the feed is actually a reflection of the opposite of what I'm dealing with in life. So yung mga ganong bagay. But then again, that's another IG live that I will have someday. I really don't feel
parang
like...
Parang mental health na yan, Miss
Pia. Oo, yung mga ganun-ganun. Oo. Diba? But then the good thing is that, yun nga, nakikita nila yung art mo as something that is healing, something that is calming, mga ganung level. Even your feed is also very nice, diba? Mahilig ako sa mga maliwanag na pictures. So, naba that too bright na nasakit sa mata? So, alam mo yung mga pictures with, ano, with natural light, mga ganun-ganun. Yun, ang ganda-ganda kaya. So, nakakatuwa kasi nga, nakita mo talaga dun sa feed ng tao yung pag-develop ng art and at the same time yung pag-develop ng photos and all that. Pak.
Yes.
Diba?
Do you use your phone or...
No, I have my own camera. Kaya nga minsan kapag ginagamit ko yung phone ko, naiinis ako kasi nalalabuan ako, parang ganun. Ang labo kaya, tingnan mo kahapon, yung ginawa ko dun sa bib ko. Ano siya, phone lang. Parang labo.
Malabo.
Or baka ako lang nag-iisip kasi sabi nila hindi naman daw malabo, pero maarte ako, sobrang arte. So, pala mukhang arte. So, yun. Ano tawag dito? Ginagamit ko yung camera ko tapos ini-edit ko pa yan kasi nga masyadong madilim and all that. So, may pinost si Joy. Ano sabi niya? Same po tayo kaya akala nila okay lagi. Kasi maganda post. Oo, true. Ay, hindi ka dapat maniwala sa kung anong mga pinopost ng mga tao sa social media. Because, you know, it's sometimes the opposite of everything. I told myself, I mean, my friends sometimes, na yung mga maliliit na mga pendants and all that, they're pretty and they're nice. And, you know, they're the colors and all that. They're very happy. And I'm glad that whenever you see it, it gives you happiness. That's my common, alam mo yun, feedback. But then, those are actually the tiny worlds that I want to be in, you know, because everything is, I feel different, you know, the opposite of what you see there. So, yon. And again, it's another topic. And I'm not the kind of person din naman that's always, you know, I share more about yung mga ganung bagay. So, let's forget about that. But anyway, so, yun nga, diba? Nakakatuwa na, ano ba tawag dito, na nakita kita Camille, naging student kita in one of my workshops.
Yes.
And alam mo yan, nakita ko yung mga paggawa mo ng reels and mga pictures mo na talagang sobrang, alam mo yun, nag-develop, ang gaganda and all that. So, ayun, sabay-sabay lang tayo sa pag-angat. Sabay-sabay sa pag-angat. Connection, plataforma. Sabay-sabay sa pag-asenso. Mga gano'n. Diba? So, yon. I think, is it more than an hour na? More than na, no?
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't wanna keep you sa pag-chat pa. I mean, ang dami nating mapag-uusapan. Chika lang ng chika. But then, syempre, marami ka pang gagawin. Marami din akong gagawin. At yung mga viewers, not viewers. So, thank you so much, Camille,
thank
for joining
you
me today.
Thank you, Miss Bella.
Alam mo, oo, yung pagplano natin and all nito. Sobrang tagal since December. And I'm very, very grateful na pumayag ka. So, rest in chit-chat. Mas marami pa po ito sa mga susunod na buwan and different topics. And I hope na makapag-invite pa tayo ng iba pang mga resin artists.
Yes.
Diba? Gusto ko kasi mga artists din para, alam mo yun, we talk about a lot of things. So,
thank you so much, Ms. Bella.
I wish
for
you all the best. Yes, I wish you all the best. I pray na maging successful ka pa dyan sa
you
Thailand.
Too.
Ay, si Joy, PNU1 din yan. PN, happy foundation.
Hello.
Math yata yan si Joy. Oo, math. Si Camille, Camille, English ka ba?
Yes.
English ka sa normal.
But ay, oh, now, man. I'm teaching math.
Ay, talaga ba? Oo, okay. Ano to, anak to ni ano, Professor Manzano.
Wow,
so,
really?
Sino?
Professor
hindi,
Manzano.
Ikaw, sabi ko. Hindi.
Ah,
sabi ko, ikaw, anak ni Professor Manzano, English ka kasi, di ba?
Sobrang pero.
Diba, kasi yan, nasa na yung ano, ayan, di ba? So, thank you so much, Camille, for joining me today.
Thank
for
you.
Joining us, di ba? So, ano pa ba? May sabihin pa ba ako? May mga habilin pa ba ako? Enjoy life. And I pray na maging successful ka pa sa mga susunod na taon ng buhay mo. Lalo na sa taon to, no? And more resin art. Arte. Diba? Ano pa ba? May sabi pa ba ako? Take care
follow
if you need
Miss
anything.
Bella.
And yes, follow Camille sa kanyang resin journey. Diba? Salamat, salamat, salamat. I'm not really sure if I can save this live or, you know, let's see what will happen. But thank you so much, Camille. Mwah, mwah. Salamat din po
thank
sa lahat
you.
Ng mananibong.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.